This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi. One guy says I should throat punch you. Throat punch him, Adam. That's what one texter thinks I should throat punch you. I don't know why, but I'm in support of... I'm not in support of violence. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live at Mulberry Barbecue at 61st and Highway 2. We're here from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time today. Come join us again. Mulberry Barbecue, 61st and Highway 2. At 12 o'clock, we've already got some people putting their names in. We're going to be giving out a $25 Mulberry Barbecue gift card at high noon. Also, once again, can everybody hear that echo? Is that just me? All right, I'm going to keep talking. Hopefully, gift six. All right, it's at 12:30, a $25 Mulberry Barbecue gift card as well. And at 12:55, a pair of tickets for the Nebraska-Akron game. Now, we were told that some people could hear the clip as it was being played earlier. We couldn't hear anything. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and try to roll that clip again, okay? And we'll see how it goes. So wish us luck there, Jake. Go ahead and roll that clip.
No clips.
All right. So no clip. All right. I can see from the text line that some people could hear the clip and we could not. So we'll see how that goes in the future. Probably on Monday or Tuesday. It's always much funnier after a win. I expect us to win. So we'll probably be rolling that Monday or Tuesday sometime next week. All right. You can also have fun here. It's just more at our expense this time. Our predictions from last week, Jake.
I do.
What were our predictions? How did we do? And why did I score as many points in the W column, prediction-wise, as Akron did on the scoreboard on the football field?
So we picked four games.
Yeah.
Let's start with Alabama.
Okay.
Both of us went with Alabama. Florida State won 31-17.
By the way, what a great game.
It was a great game, yeah.
Dude.
A lot of fun.
That's okay, Florida State, well, if you're a Bama fan, I'm just sorry for you in general, but Florida State last year, that team quit. Nick Saban doesn't go to their preseason practices and go, this is a top 10 team that's going to win the ACC for no reason. There aren't NFL scouts during their fall camps saying, these guys are high draft picks come April. And then people are like, they're 2-10. They were 1-10 versus FBS teams. That happens because the team quit. You watch Florida State on Saturday, and yes, people are going to bring up Tony White and Terrence Knight and all this other stuff. Kudos to them. I shot Tony a text. He immediately responded afterwards. Congrats on the big win. He loved it. And the way that team played, it's like every play was for their lives. And then you watch Bama, and there's clips that are going viral of guys yogging, not jogging, Jake, yogging. How they flipped that script in Tallahassee, effort-wise, culture-wise, team being bought in-wise versus not, is amazing. Now, it's a long season. Can they sustain consistency? That's the question. If you're Alabama, you've got issues and you've got problems. All right, we don't have to dive too much into this, but what's your initial reaction? Because I'm really just trying to distract from the fact that I got all these games wrong. But go ahead.
It was an incredible game. Of course, the Husker connection. Again, I think we were told about the Florida State coaching staff in the offseason to actually watch it play out with Gus Malzahn and Tony White out there as the coordinators. I mean, you could tell. I mean, that's a veteran, well-coached staff or well-coached team. And so we'll see. I mean, the question still lays out there because of Alabama's recent struggles. Is Florida State good or is Alabama that bad? Florida, because Alabama last year lost a few teams that kind of hovered around 500. So this does not necessarily mean Florida State is going to contend for the ACC again, because they lost the likes of like a Vanderbilt or, you know, a Michigan team that won eight games last year. Several of the games have been to teams that aren't all that good. Oklahoma was less, what, 6-7 last year and beat Alabama. So we don't necessarily know after week one if Florida State is good, but we know Alabama's in trouble. And so that, I think, is the biggest the takeaway from that game, because then now all of a sudden, like we're talking about what we've always said and we always know, going through the Frank Solich era, following a legend is hard. There are every sort of comparison to Nick Saban right now in his first couple games or his entire career compared to what they've got going on there with Kalen DeBoer, who I've said before, I believed it was going to work out because of what he did at Washington.
Dude, he's
was
a good
miracle.
Coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach. Maybe there's a culture fit. Maybe there's just the fact that you're not Saban. But it is not looking good for Alabama.
Alabama is 5-5 in their last 10 games. That Oklahoma loss, that wasn't like 21-20. It was 24-3, and it was a curb stomping from the get-go. So they're 5-5 in their last 10 games. They've lost more games to unranked teams since Kalen DeBoer became the head coach, which, by the way, was not even just over a year ago, than Nick Saban lost in over a decade to unranked teams as Alabama's head coach. So they got some issues down there. All right, next game, my friend.
Sorry, I
said all offseason the two best offensive coordinators in America, in my opinion, were Gus Malzahn. Okay, and Dana Holgorsen. You recall me saying that?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Next game.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a very good head coaching careers from both those guys. LSU and Clemson. We both thought the ACC favorite Clemson was going to come through and win this one. LSU wins 17-10.
This is a great game. I've said all offseason this is, and I picked Clemson. I was wrong. I have Clemson in the final as one of my final four teams. I have LSU as part of my top final eight teams. This is all preseason, by the way. Midseason, I may have to reevaluate and change, but for now, I got to stick with my preseason stuff. I've said all offseason, LSU, this is the best roster they've had in 5 years. All right, Garrett Nussmeier all of a sudden is like a Heisman front runner. He's like a top five draft pick. Again, can they sustain this week after week? The difference is they've been able to score since Brian Kelly got there. They couldn't stop anybody. Now, all of a sudden, they got a really good defense. These are two teams that could be in the college football playoff, playing on New Year's Day, and playing past New Year's Day. That was a tough game to call and predict. I honestly felt like Alabama was a little bit easier, and then, you know, that went. Florida State almost made it look easy. And then this was a tough game to predict. I kind of went with Clemson just because I didn't know what to make of LSU and Brian Kelly just yet, other than I like their roster. LSU, watch out for them this year. What say you, Jake?
Well, of course, the popular stat going into that one is LSU had lost five straight openers. So it was like, all right, well, it's tough to trust them here. But they do come through and get the win. It's funny, the evaluation from each coach this past week was that Dabo Sweeney was playing it down, saying, yeah, it was like the opening week test. They got a 65, we got a 58. And Coach Kelly on the other side said, did he watch the second half? I mean, LSU feels pretty good about their win. Clemson's kind of shrugging it off. Yep. So kind of a funny reaction there. Our next game that we had, we both picked Notre Dame to defeat Miami. But Carson Beck and the Hurricanes outlasted Notre Dame 27-24.
So real quick, Clemson, they're now 0-4 versus their last four SEC opponents. They got to fix that slide. Mm. You look at Notre Dame, Miami. I went with Notre Dame just because I felt like it was safer. I felt like I knew more about Notre Dame. I honestly thought Miami had a higher upside but a lower floor, so I went with what I thought was the safer pick. Now, six straight times in that series, the home team has now won Notre Dame versus Miami, all right, when it's a battle of top 10 teams anyways. So going forward, pick the home team in that series. But Carson Beck, this was a dude who was much maligned last year. Georgia's always had a top 15 rushing offense in the country. They were 94th last year. They always have elite wide receivers, right? AJ Green, etc. Last year, they led the nation in drops. This was a dude who preseason, a lot of Heisman lists, top like a first round draft pick. By the end of it, he was much maligned and he absolutely could have played better. But I think for him, it's a fresh start in a new spot. And all of a sudden, guys go from leading the nation in drops as a wide receiving core to one-handed amazing touchdown grabs. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That one-handed grab. Like, that's what he's working with now. All of a sudden, Miami can play a little bit of defense, and they've got an offensive line. The two best offensive lines in the country might be Penn State-Miami. Keep an eye out. Penn State-Miami, man, if they can continue to win in the trenches and Notre Dame's a physical team, like, with all due respect, that wasn't a Cincinnati or something like that. That was freaking Notre Dame who beat you in the trenches. And Miami's offensive line didn't gash them, but they won the battle. And they won it fairly decisively, in my humble opinion. So the ACC, all of a sudden, watch out. Florida State, Miami. Don't just jump off the Clemson bandwagon. I'm still fully on it. LSU's very good. Plus, first game of the season. They may play again tomorrow, and Clemson might win. So for me, the ACC all of a sudden is finally worth watching again. What say you?
Well, in Miami specifically, it doesn't take long for my old Miami hate to come out again.
Who are you rooting for during the game?
Notre Dame.
Oh, you were? Okay. It is,
you know, because it's funny. I like college football when the good, you know, the classic teams are better, and Miami's one of them. But and I say that even when Texas was down, and I hate Texas more than any other team. but it's funner to cheer against them when they're good than when they're bad. You know, one season of them going 5-7 is fun to pile up on them and yell at them.
Yep.
But if it's, you know, a decade or longer or whatever, it's just kind of like, I kind of miss hating them at their when they're boasting at the top. And that's what maybe this game represented. Miami, I had a lot of questions about them. That was a team I didn't really believe in necessarily. Cam Ward had to kind of save them in a lot of situations last year defensively. And that was kind of the look with LSU and in Miami here. Was not just that they won, but their defense has played really well against top 10 opponents. And that gives you a lot more excitement moving forward if you're in those fan bases, and more reason for me to cheer against Miami on the screen.
Not to look ahead to our next pick, but you know, my wife doesn't even say Texas anymore. She just, when she says gag me you, and she doesn't even realize she's saying it anymore. Nice. I have trained her through this radio show to not say Texas and just say gag me you. Who do you have winning the ACC, by the way? You should not listen to anything we say, and whoever we say, pick the opposite teams after last weekend and our prediction failures. But who you got winning the ACC?
Well, that's tough. Like I said, I want to see more from Florida State because Alabama struggled against a lot of people lately. Clemson, like I said, I wouldn't jump off their bandwagon, but Miami was mightily impressive. I'm not going to all the way lean in. Notre Dame, again, remember, lost to Northern Illinois early last season. It's all tough to kind of break away from your preseason picks. I think I went with Clemson. I'll stick with them. But Miami certainly makes it a little bit more interesting, and Florida State certainly as well.
You're sticking with Clemson?
Yeah.
And just keep in mind, for those who have not come around to the Cincinnati game, maybe it was a little better than you initially felt after the game. Just remember, to Jake's point, Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois and then went and played for a national title. So basically, Jake's saying Nebraska is going to play for a national title. Is that what you just said? Is that what I deciphered?
Well, I think I need to make up some points. People make punch now. So, yeah, I think so.
Oh, man. Again, don't listen to anything I say when it comes to predicting right now. But I'm going to stick with Clemson. Again, I'm with you. I got to see more out of Florida State consistency-wise. All right. And to me, it was either Clemson or Miami after the weekend was over. I'm going to stick with Clemson. I think they played the best team. I'm gonna stick with three really good teams because Alabama's still talented. They can put it together. I mean, just remember how people felt about Ohio State going into the college football playoff, and then look what Ohio State did. So Alabama's not dead in the water. And they got some issues, but they're not dead in the water. All right, gag me you versus Ohio State. The only game either one of us got right, so winner's going to go first. You got this right, you go first.
Yeah, because I'm a genius, I picked Ohio State. You know, all offseason was looking toward that game. Was a close one, not a lot of offense here. I was texting my friends, hey, Arch Manning still hasn't scored. How's he going to win a Heisman? But in any case, 14-7, Ohio State doubles up Texas, gets the win. This was my one pick that I got right, so I get to celebrate here.
Hey, you know what? Technically, we both got Nebraska, Cincinnati right.
That's right.
Does that count?
True. Yeah,
that counts.
Sure.
All right. I actually went with gag me you. You know that's when I'm trying to be objective and I'm biased when I go with them. Here's the scary thing. And Arch Manning's going to bounce back. He's going to be just fine. I know people are crapping all over him right now. His own dad, during, I'm going to say Texas, not gagging you, during Texas's camp, there's a clip going around. We can't play clips today. That basically Cooper Manning says they're going to hype him up. He's going to have a bad game, and then they're all going to tear him down. And it just happened to be game one against maybe the best team in the country. And my good Lord, does that defense look really good for Ohio State. So what's scary? Arch Manning struggles. It's kind of like Dylan. You know, I wasn't going to hand Dylan All-American or Heisman Trophy candidacy or anything like that this year. I didn't do it with Arch either. My expectations were a little bit higher for Arch, but I wasn't there with him yet either because he never even started a game away from Austin yet. And he struggles. Okay, he'll be fine. He'll bounce back. He'll play well. We might start to see his ceiling come to fruition a little bit more a season from now, but you never know what can happen. But he struggles. Texas's offense struggles. You know, they still only lost by a touchdown on the road to the number one team in the country, the defending national champions, and they had it on the one-inch line away from tying that game. That's what's scary, is that game went the way that it did, and they still were 1 inch away from tying it on the road and taking that game to overtime. Do not write off Texas, all right, as hard as that is for me to say. But Ohio State, man, Matt Patricia did a phenomenal job. That defense is for real. Julian Sand, we had the number one quarterback in the entire country in his class, Arch Manning, versus Julian Sand, who was the number one quarterback in the entire country in his class, which was Dylan's class, going head-to-head here. Julian Sand, actually, Jeremiah Smith had two easy drops. There was other drops in the game. Sand played really well, especially for a young guy. He didn't have to do a lot at all because the defense was locked down. So both those teams, again, they're teams that could very well make a national championship rematch or a Final Four, or I almost said Elite Eight, like I'm talking NCAA basketball tournament. Those Sweet 16, they're going to be in the playoff. Let's go North Carolina, TCU, a game we did not predict. So at least we didn't get it wrong. Wow. Did you see that coming? Nobody saw that coming. What was your reaction to whatever that was on Monday at Chapel Hill?
Man, I like North Carolina football. So I was getting excited. The pregame was all about North Carolina. That first drive, they went through, they went, looked down, looked flawless. You're thinking, man, this Belichick Carolina thing's going to happen. This is going to be fun. And from there, nothing went right the rest of the game. But TCU piles up on them, scores the most points anybody's ever scored on a Belichick defense. So the reaction is probably what it should be. If a lot of this stuff is just these expectations that we build in these brands that we build, even in coaches or players, the Arch Mannings, the Bill Belichicks. It's a team game, and oftentimes circumstance is going to win the situation more often than not. There are very few times when someone can overcome that. We look back at the Indiana situation. Who's going to be this year's Indiana? Who's going to be able? That is such a minute chance of anything going. Just look at Nebraska. Nebraska hired a coach that wins in year three. We'll see if that happens, but they hired a guy that. His resume kind of said that's what was going to happen. And what's happened so far is kind of that slow build. So a lot of it is just tough to overcome the offseason. It just reminds me the offseason, we build up these brands again to feel undefeated or to feel like, you know, Belichick in college football, he's the labeling themselves the next 33rd pro team or whatever it is. They got a long way to go for that.
All right, we better head to break. I will give my final thoughts on Belichick, TCU. All offseason, if you've listened to me, I feel like I've said that a lot today. All offseason. All right. I got my offseason stuff that I said right, just not game one predictions. So I get a little bit of credit while I also get laughed at the same time. It's okay. I said, I don't think he's taking it serious. Like, this is a different Bill Belichick than I've ever seen, and he's not taking it serious. And I'm going to save the rest of my thoughts when we come back because we are like 5 minutes late going to break. Let's head to break. When we come back, we will recap Nebraska Akron very briefly, and we made some in-game predictions. Neither one of us got those right as well. Also in North Carolina TCU, and then hour two we'll be purely looking ahead to Nebraska Akron. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.